selection.
Old Black Wire, keep on rolling.
Well, I built the harem if she's ready for flow. Oh, Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish, you're jumping.
Man, these guys, I've seen them twice in concert. I've gone up to the Rama. No, I saw them once at Fallsview as well. Fallsview and Casino Rama.
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Oh, Blackwater.
They have two drummers playing.
Yeah.
Have you seen them play?
No, I've never seen them play, but I know it was a fairly unique thing in the 60s and 70s. I know the Grateful Dead did it. And
oh, did they?
Yeah, so, but there were some other groups that had two drummers. It gives a really unique sound.
All right, we're moving along on our show. Thank you very much for tuning in. You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. Philip Adsetz is about to join us because he's the big cheese over at Kinetico. There's a long description of what he really does, but I think big cheese just kind of works perfectly.
I like cheese.
I like cheese. Kinetico designs and manufactures innovative water softening, filtration, and purification systems that are third-party certified, environmentally friendly, and solve water problems in over 100 countries with offices in London, Paris, Barcelona. Barcelona.
Nice.
To say it like that.
You can see Gaudi's church there. But
yeah, dude, that is a spooky-looking place.
Oh, it's amazing. I was there 25 years ago, and I mean, they're still building it. It's been going for over 100 years now.
Shanghai, Brussels, Copenhagen. Kinetico is committed to ensuring the safety of Canadian water through innovation, information, and their network of knowledgeable Kinetico water specialists. And look, yes, this is part of the Drew Marshall Show. This is advertising, but this is the great thing about owning your own show. I get to pick.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about these guys. I feel like a water dork. Is that a real thing?
Anything referring to you.
Is dorky?
Yeah.
Water is essential to all life, and Kinetico is about a holistic view of responsibility and stewardship for this treasured resource. Kinetico.ca is a website you want to check out. And, of course, you go to the Costco there, and
yay,
you can get your Kinetico there, don't you know? Philip Adsetz, young man, welcome back to the show. What's going on in your neck of the woods today? What are you right in the middle of? I mean, aside from talking to us, what are you doing today?
I was, after listening to that commercial about the Forks Credit and the tour and the coffee, I was just about to hop in my convertible for drive.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, why am I talking to Drew? Jeepers.
I know. Sorry to waste your time. Very sorry.
Nah, just teasing you. Hey, it's a great day. We've been, my wife and I have been out raking leaves, actually, this morning. And
oh, good.
As you know, we have a couple of French bulldogs, so we took them out for a walk. And, yeah, it's great. Beautiful outside.
Go take your French bulldogs for some poutine.
Yeah, there you go. That's
all right, listen, you and I are water nerds. You're a bigger nerd than I am because you have schooled me so much over the last month about water. And, you know, there's got to be – I said this to you one of the first conversations we had, Philip. There's this fine line between really knowing about the water that's going into your body and being nutso about it. Like being – you can get crazy about – paranoid, I guess, is the word, right? So
yeah.
How do you find that balance, man?
Well, I think most people, it's about what suits them. I don't know how you find it. The reality is that, generally speaking, the water that we're living with, none of it's pure anymore. I mean, we always have this concept of pure water. The reality is that water is a liquid sponge. It just sucks in everything it comes in contact with. So, you know, I think it depends where you live. If you're in the country, your concerns are different than you live in the city. If you live in the GTA with Lake Ontario water, you've got a lot of concerns. But that's not
where the drinking water comes out of people's taps in Toronto, is it? It comes from Lake Ontario?
Yeah, everybody in the greater Toronto area, all the water comes out of Lake Ontario.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, it's not. I mean, there's pluses, and you're asking about how do people find that balance. I think that the health fanatics, it's not just about the water. Their life is about just saying, how do I improve and perfect everything to the nth degree that I can to live the life I choose? Average people aren't like that. Average people just saying, you know, I want to feel that water touches me all day long. Everything I do in my day, I come across it, whether it's starting the shower in the morning, my first cup of coffee, bottled water at the office, it's there. And the reality is that if people start to pay attention to it, they come to realize that water's quite complex and very complicated. And we turn the tap on and it comes out and all of a sudden it's clear in a glass. And unfortunately, that's not exactly the truth of what the substance is. So our business, we always try to educate people first. What is it you want? What are you looking for that makes water work for you? And then also make them aware of the fact that they do have some sense of responsibility. People don't think about this, but water just keeps recycling itself. And what you do with your water today is what the next guy down the line has to live with tomorrow.
Yeah.
And people don't think of it that way. I think to some degree, because we just take it for granted, we use and abuse it a little bit. And we're always trying to get people to remember that there is a sense of stewardship as well. Water flows through our lives. It comes and goes. And we should have a sense of responsibility for it because it's a remarkable substance.
Okay, I get water from a tap, and the town takes care of the tap or takes care of the water that comes out of my tap, and the tax dollars go to those guys, and you know, they don't want a big lawsuit on their hands, so they're taking care of the water, right?
Yeah, they do. Well, let me explain that to you because it's really quite interesting. I'll talk about Lake Ontario as an example. Ontario is the last lake in the chain of Great Lakes. And people say, well, Lake Ontario water is better than Lake Erie. And you have to stop and think, no, all of Lake Erie drains into Lake Ontario.
So does that make Lake Ontario the toilet of the Great Lakes?
It's the toilet bowl of the Great Lakes before it gets flushed out the St. Lawrence to sea. Absolutely. So,
delicious.
Yeah, so in the world of water municipalities, you know, we talk about the billions of dollars we want to spend on healthcare and education, but to create pure, high-quality water and distribute it to everybody that uses it in the greater Toronto area is impossible because it would cost multi-billions of dollars to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they do what's affordable, economical, and sort of minimally what they can get away with, and that is to make sure that the water coming out of your tap is what's called potable water, meaning it's not going to kill you today, tomorrow, or anytime soon. It doesn't mean it's high quality water because a lot of the things that contaminate water are all our water utilities right across and around the Great Lakes across the country. They don't have the ability to filter the industrial contaminants, the herbicides, the pesticides, the pharmaceutical stuff that people flush down their toilet. They can't cope with that. They have no ability to filter it. What they can do is make sure that all the floaty stuff doesn't find its way to your house, so they filter it, you know, gravity-fed sand filters. What they can do is kill things like bacteria and algae using chlorine, and now they've discovered that if you add a second chemical, ammonia, to chlorine, you can stabilize it through the water for a longer period of time, and that's their definition of potable. So when you turn your tap on, you have water that's not got any bacteria, anything in it that's going to harm you immediately. But the bigger challenge is that all the other things that can potentially be in those water sources are not filtered at all. And that's why it really puts the onus on people to decide, well, you know, what do I want to do? What quality of water do I want to live with? And then make decisions around how they manage it themselves. Because even think of this group, even if the water utility filtered that water to the same degree that a Kinetical system does, they have no way to get it to you that same quality of water would show up at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know that the infrastructure, the pipes and everything under the ground are not the not the best, most pristine source of distribution to get high quality water to you.
Right.
So by the time it actually gets to your house, it'd be recontaminated again anyway. So they, you know, the best they can do is give us what they consider safe potable water, and no one else has a quick solution for that. You know, I applaud them because they're on top of it. They work hard at it. And it's really the onus is on the homeowner to take that water that they get and turn it into better life experiences through their choices.
Okay, but you're Philip Adsetz. You are the Director of North American Business Development with Kinetico Incorporated. You're supposed to say this stuff. You're supposed to scare people into buying your stuff.
Yeah, I don't look at it that way. I think we don't want to scare people into buying anything. What we want to help them understand is, when they get in the shower and they say, I'm not particularly keen on showering and feeling like I'm in a public swimming pool. When they open the dishwasher and take the dishes and glasses out and they're covered in spots. When they have these nice, beautiful blue towels that a month and a half from now, all too soon, they start fading and looking differently. Or when the skin's dry, and women know this, you know, when your skin's really dry, try getting your makeup off at the end of the day. Or multiple shampoos in the shower, because after you've used one for a month or two, it doesn't seem to work the same anymore. That's what it's all about. Mm. That's the water. When people say, well, how do I know that the water coming out of the tap isn't good quality? It demonstrates itself many different ways in your house. And then people have to make those decisions. So yeah. We don't scare them into it. We're just this is reality. It's like saying, pretend you're driving down the road and there are potholes, but let's not scare people talking about the potholes.
Yeah, yeah.
Reality, they're there. It's there.
Philip, one of the most interesting things you shared with me, the makeup thing, because I now have been applying what you've said to me. Get it? So I didn't know this, but let me see if I got this right. When the water is not good water, when women shower and then they put on the makeup, I guess guys put on makeup too, whatever. If the skin isn't good, then the makeup sticks to it. It's really hard to get it on, and then it's worser, real word, trying to get the stuff off. Did I say that even? Was I close in describing?
Yeah, you're close. Okay. So what's happening there, the water coming out of Lake Ontario, you're in Oakville, so I'll talk about Lake Ontario. It's hard water. It's got, and hard water simply dissolved rock, calcium, magnesium, that's what it is. And then you add chlorine to it, and then you step in the shower and you're showering it. So now you're showering in hard water with chlorine, and it just dries the skin out. It dries the pores out. And so when women put makeup on dry skin like that, it's like painted on, and it's very difficult because skin should be moist and silky. It shouldn't be dry. People think when I get my dish out of the dishwasher, it should be squeaky clean. Well, that's fine, but the skin on your body shouldn't be squeaky dry like that, right? Mm-hmm. The body's supposed to be silky and moist. And so very definitely, that's a great way of that demonstration where women will complain that when the skin is dry like that and we put makeup on, it's just sucked into the pores because they're desperate to get any kind of moisture. And then it's difficult. You have to use chemicals. Here we are using chemicals again to remove that, right?
Okay, so let's say someone's listening to this and they're like, yeah, duh, it's an advertising in the Drew Marshall Show. Duh, this guy from Connecticut is saying that the water sucks. Like, we understand the motives behind here. Let's say they're pessimistic jerks like me. And they're like, well, I mean, how do I even begin to know the quality of my own water? How does the average schmo figure out what their own water is like and whether or not they want to do something about it?
Well, I was talking and speaking to that a little earlier when I say that people just have to start looking around. And I think women, and I'll speak about women because they seem to be more conscious of what's going on in the household. They're aware of the rings around the toilet and not understanding that it's hard water and chlorine mixing with anything else that creates the rings. They're aware of what they're taking out of the dishwasher. They're aware that they're, I'll give you a good example. The elastics in their lingerie, that type of thing, they stretch and start to fall apart. They're in touch with this stuff all the time and just not aware of what's causing it.
You know, what's disturbing right now is Tim is nodding his head at me with the lingerie comment. You've experienced that, haven't you, Tim?
Sorry, I kind of checked out there. I was a little distracted.
No, yes.
They spend a lot of money on clothing, and there's nothing more annoying than buying fine things that make you feel good to 30 days later find that you don't feel as good about them simply because of your experience with the water in your house. With their kids, you know, it's absurd to me that people, they're afraid to have their child go and pour a glass of water from the kitchen sink, and yet they also have, a lot of people are torn around plastic bottles, and they say, well, you know, I've always found it interesting that people think that plastic bottles aren't that bad because we recycle them. Well, I think the truth is that only about a tenth of all the plastic bottles we produce are actually recycled. And I'll give you this image. And this,
seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. And let me give you this image. This is bizarre. And I've found this a number of times now where people have done the research. It's not so much about the bottle. It's about the fact that if you took any one of those drinking water bottles and filled it a third full of oil and looked at that, that's the amount of oil and energy it took to get that bottle, each and every bottle, in your hand. From the time it's The water's taken out of the ground, it's transported, it's filtered, it's packaged, it's shipped, it's bottled, it's gone through freight systems and skid loads into Costco, anywhere else. You just think of that. And that's the bottled water issue. People think it's just about the fact that we don't recycle the plastic. That's just a fraction of what the problem is. The other side of it is the massive economic cost of getting that bottle to us. So we just believe that if that concerns people, the solution's available to you, be it us or someone else. But, you know, I'm an advocate and ambassador to my own brand of Kinetico, simply because we fix that problem. We make those things go away.
Well, I know, and this has been my experience, right? So I said, look, you know, the water at the house is really, really hard. And I know that it's hard because I have to use a half a bottle of shampoo to clean my head, and I'm bald. So that's crazy. And then also the same thing, it's ruining any apparatus that uses the water. So that's the washing machine or the dishwasher or anything, the hot water heater, the whole thing. That hot water is, or hard water, is crazy. So, okay, got to get the softener going. Get the softener going, everything's gold. And then all of a sudden one day I went, man, what is this water does not smell right. What is going on? Call Kinetico, boom, you guys fix it. Like, I had no clue that you guys had this sort of a la carte service, you know? You take care of every stinking water problem. It's crazy. Because most of these companies out there, Philip, are just water softener companies. So let's tackle that subject right now. First of all, water softener. Does it just put salt in the water and that makes everything smooth? Is that it?
No, what a water softener does is it's a simple technology that removes the hardness minerals. But it does it through a process of ion exchange. So fortunately and unfortunately, the only way you can get hardness removed from water through with resin is to use a salt water brine in the rinsing process. So you do water softeners, so every one of them has a brine drum, and they all do use salt brine, which is the liquid version of salt, to clean itself. The chlorides, salt is sodium chloride, so people, you don't get salt water through your house after the water softener. What happens is the chloride component of sodium chloride flushes down the drain with the hardness minerals, and only the residual sodium actually is still in the water in your house.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, and then people say, well, I don't want to drink that because that's a lot. They think they're drinking salt. No. Then they're saying, well, I'm drinking sodium, if I'm correct. But the amount of sodium that you're going to be drinking is less than what you would find in a couple slices of white bread. So, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding of quantities and values.
Okay, speaking of misunderstanding, fluoride, that's good for the kids, right? Their teeth? No?
Yeah, fluoride's good for the teeth, absolutely. The challenge trying to manage fluoride in a large water distribution system is maintaining the quantity in even balance throughout kilometers and kilometers of pipeline. And they found that incredibly difficult to do. Some people say, well, I want fluoride in the water. And I always say, well, one, if you're drinking 10 8-ounce glasses of water a day, which would surprise me, I'm not sure your kids are. Two, if they are doing that, are they swishing it around on their teeth? I don't think they're doing that. The reality, Drew, is that if you're concerned about fluoride in your kids' teeth, brush your teeth with toothpaste that has fluoride in it.
Right, right. Okay. Will one filter take care of everything in the house?
No. We would love to say we had that solution. Nobody has that solution. And I'll tell you why. 98% of the water in your house goes down a drain. And the 2% that you use for drinking, cooking, pets, plants, everything around the kitchen as a whole or in the master ensuite, that 2% is filtered to a much higher level, particularly if you're consuming it. So you wouldn't spend that kind of money on that type of technology to create a highly filtered, almost pure water to have that, to be showering that or using your laundry or flushing the toilets. So that's the reason they're different technologies. You have filters that stop the big particulate stuff that might break out of pipes coming to your house. Then you have a water softener, as an example, that will remove the hardness minerals. Then you can have a chlorine remover, so you have a chlorine-free whole home experience. And then when you get to what you're actually drinking in the kitchen, you can get into a higher level drinking water filtration. systems that give you a pure water to enjoy.
Yeah. Well, I was raving earlier about how I did a taste test, a comparison. And remember the Pepsi versus Coke taste test commercials? I just flashed back to that. Well, I did a taste test with the Kinetico water coming out of the hoop tap that they installed and the
Fiji
water. I was going to say Kiwi. I can never remember it. Fiji
connected-ish.
Water.
Connected-ish.
So, because I like the Maori people. I like the Fiji water.
It is delicious.
I really like it.
I just don't
And I'm a water snob.
Yes.
And so I had to, could not tell the difference.
You're the best.
Yeah.
I was freaked out.
I'll tell you something that's really fascinating, and we've seen people do this a number of times. Take a bowl of your tap water, if you're anybody listening in the Toronto area, and then get a pure RO, really high quality water, and put a bowl beside, put the two together. And if you have a dog or a cat, they'll always go to the pure, clean water.
Yeah, that's interesting. I have some friends that put out like a bubbler Buddha fountain thing for their dog. And I was like, what are you doing? That's ridiculous.
It's
just
fresh.
Open the tap. I know. And my dog went and devoured the whole thing. And I could not, like, my dog doesn't kind of do that kind of deal. So I started doing the same thing, using the water that Bev and I would drink and filling up the dog dish. Crazy. They love it.
Really?
Yeah. So if they can tell the difference, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, right. They've got such a heightened sense of smell that they can pick up on the chemicals right away that we don't, right?
So does all of my interns have developed a heightened sense of smell as well.
For a completely different reason. There is no filter that can help us there.
Kinetico.ca, that's where you want to go to check more out. We've been chatting with Philip Adsetz. He's a big cheese with Kinetico. But here's where you get, where do they go? Where do they go to get Kinetico? See what I did? I rhymed. What do you think?
Yeah, you're becoming a poet.
Yeah. No, really, is it Costco?
Our systems, we sell through we have a network of certified and very capable, competent dealers across the province of Ontario that know their business inside and out, the water and technologies inside and out. And for anybody that's a Costco member, you can, very fortunately now, Costco's negotiated a contract with us that Kinetico systems are now available to Costco members at very special preferred prices as well. So I'm sure they'll love that.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, there you go. You've just found out. I can't read what you've written there, Tim. Can you use it at the... Tim wants to know, even though we're out of time, and he just couldn't handle my hand signal that
because
said we're out of time.
I want to know. I can't drink my water at the cottage.
Can you use Kinetico system at the cottage?
You can. We have systems for every possible water source. We have solutions to fix it.
All right. Good to know.
Right, that's enough out of Tim. Philip, thank you very much. And we look forward to having you back in the studio again with your hair. You have the most amazing hair, man. Seriously.
And I want to thank you for having me on. And I'm about to go take my drive around Forks of Credit Road and visit Higher Ground.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Love that plug. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you later, Philip. Thanks, dude.
Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye.